Quran. Let's listen to a story from the 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 Quran.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله عز وجل We are present again with this beautiful silsila. Let's listen to a story from the Holy Quran. I welcome you to the silsila again. And today, a new episode, again, another story from the Holy Quran. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have been listening to stories from the beautiful word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The amazing book of the Holy Quran, undoubtedly a miracle of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. A matchless book. No book can come more perfect than this book till the day of judgment. A beautiful word, a lesson, a guide for the humanity. Something we should read, understand, follow, and put our lives according to the teachings of the Holy Quran. This is actually a guide of success for this world, for the qabr, for the afterworld. It has each and everything, answers to everything, Allahu Akbar. Such a perfect word, and why not, as this is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what's the story today? Today actually it's about miracles, Allahu Akbar. It's about the miracles of a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are those miracles and who is that Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Let's listen to a fadilat of Durus Sharif. And let's come to the topic, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who recites durood upon me in abundance in this world shall be the closest to me on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This narration from the Holy Quran is regarding Sayyiduna Isa ala nabiyyina. A prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a great, great, great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah azza wa jal. Regarding Sayyidina Isa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, there are miracles mentioned in the Holy Quran. And regarding those miracles, we will listen to them. But we will start off with a verse from the Holy Quran to this effect, to this incident, from which this whole topic is derived, from which this whole, upon which the entire topic is based. Sayyidina Isa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam delivered this sermon actually to the Bani Israel whilst announcing his prophethood and his miracles. It has been mentioned in Surah Ali Imran of the Holy Quran, ayah number 49. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, ورسولا إلى بني إسرائيل أني قد جئتكم بآية من ربكم أني أخلق لكم من الطين كهيئة الطير. Translation from Kanzul Iman, and he will be a messenger towards the children of Israel while uttering, I have come to you with a sign from your Lord, from your Rabb Azza wa Jal. I mold for you from clay a bird-like figure and I blow onto it and immediately it becomes a living bird by the permission of Allah. And I heal him who was born blind and the leper and I give life to the dead by the permission of Allah. And I inform you the news of unseen that what you eat and what you store in your homes, undoubtedly in these, meaning miracles, is a great sign for you if you are believers. In this sermon, Sayyidina Isa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam announced four of his miracles. He made mention regarding four of his great miracles. Number one, making birds with clay and making them fly after blowing into them. Number two, curing those who were born blind and those who were lepers. Number three, resurrecting the dead. Allahu Akbar. Number four, revealing what people have eaten and what they have hidden in their homes. So one by one, inshallah azza wa jal, we will listen to these miracles. Like the first one was making birds from clay and making them fly. How was it and what was it about? When the Bani Israel actually demanded the miracle of producing a bird from clay and making it fly, Sayyidina Isa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam made bats from clay and made them fly. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam chose bat among all the birds because it is the most complete and the strangest bird among the other birds, because it has teeth like human beings, laughs like human beings, flies with its arms without wings, it gives birth like animals instead of laying eggs, etc. And it also experiences the menstrual cycles like how women do. It has been reported that as long as the Bani Israel would watch these bats, they would continue to fly, and when they would disappear from their sight, they would fall down and die. Allahu Akbar. The reason behind it was to maintain difference between one who created, meaning between the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and between the creation of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, just look at this. What an amazing miracle of a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning making a bird from clay. And the choice of bird also, the bat, due to the reasons mentioned. And then the bird is flying in front of the eyes of the Bani Israel. What a miracle of Sayyidina Isa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. Let's listen to the second miracle of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, which was curing those who were born blind. It has been reported that by the virtue of supplications of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, 50 blind men and lepers were cured in a single day based on the condition that they would embrace Iman. They would accept the true faith. They would become believers. Not those who do not believe in the Almighty, but they believe in the Almighty. That was the condition. That your faith is correct. Allahu Akbar. 50 men attained cure due to this miracle of Sayyidina Isa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. Now regarding the third miracle, bringing the dead back to life. So who were these people? Who were dead and then they were brought to life. So it has been reported that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam resurrected four dead people. Number one, his friend whose name was Azar. Number two, the son of an old lady. Number three, the daughter of a tax collector. And number four, Sayyidina Sam bin Nuh alayhi salam. Now one by one we will come to that as well. Number one is Azar. His friend Azar. Now Azar was a devoted friend of Sayyidina Isa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. When he was about to die, his sister sent a messenger to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam to inform him that his friend is dying. At the time, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam was at a distance of 3 days. He was quite far. He was at a distance of 3 days journey. So what happened was Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam reached after the death and burial of Azar. He alayhi salam went to the grave of Azar and called upon him, Azar, resurrect and come out of your grave. So Azar resurrected and came out of his grave. Not only did he come out and then go again, no, he came out of his grave, lived for many years, even became a father. Allahu Akbar. This was the miracle of Sayyidina Isa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam regarding one of his friends who had died, Azar. Now regarding the son of an old lady. So the son of an old lady had died and the people were carrying him for burial. Coincidentally, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam was passing by there. He was resurrected by the virtue, by the excellence, by the fadilat of the supplication, of the dua of this great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was resurrected. He got up, dressed up and brought his deathbed back home. Allahu Akbar. He was being carried on that, deathbed. But he was resurrected and he took his deathbed back to home. He lived a long life and he also became a father. It wasn't just an incident of, It wasn't just an instance of a moment or two or something like that, but they lived their lives. Allahu Akbar. The third instance. Now regarding the daughter of a tax collector. The daughter of a tax collector had died. She resurrected after one day of her death by the fadilat, by the excellence of dua of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam. And she lived for a long time and also had several children, subhanallah azza wa jal. Another occasion, subhanallah azza wa jal, meaning the fourth one which was in the list, Sayyiduna Sam bin Nuh. Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam resurrected the three which we have discussed. Some cunning people of the Bani Israel alleged, Allahu Akbar. You know, sometimes no matter what can be done, there are some people who have a problem in everything. So what happened in this instance also, that, first one was resurrected, second one was resurrected, third one was resurrected. Now, these people are not happy with it. You know, the world, the people, normally, usually, they are issues and there are certain types of mindsets who want to create problems in each and everything. So imagine, after seeing all this, they came up with an objection. O Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you have resurrected those who have died recently. Resurrect someone who had died long time ago, then we believe in you. Allahu Akbar, look at their minds. Oh, we can't even call them geniuses, but look at their mindsets. What are they asking for? They have seen resurrections in front of their eyes, but yet they are saying that they had died some time ago. And maybe they're unconscious and you have just woken them up or something. So they are actually, targeting upon the miracles of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. So what was said was that resurrect someone who had passed away long time ago. In response to their demand, Sayyidina Isa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam said that 4,000 years have passed since the death of Sayyiduna Sam bin Nuh alayhi salam. Take me to his grave and I will resurrect him by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam invoked, he read the Ism-e-Azam besides his grave and Sayyiduna Sam bin Nuh alayhi salam resurrected straight away. Allahu Akbar, 4,000 years ago from the time of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam, before the time of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam. Allah, such an old grave. And Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam took the Ism-e-Azam. And when he supplicated, Sayyiduna Sam bin Nuh resurrected from the grave immediately. He alayhi salam came out of his grave and inquired worryingly that has the hour of judgment reached? Is it already Qiyamah? Is it the day of reckoning? After this, he alayhi salam embraced faith upon Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam. Because now this is the ummat of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam and died after a short time. So, this was actually due to the demand after the allegations from the Bani Israel had come. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from such minds which are only upon the disadvantages or the negatives. We should always be positive. We should always be understanding. We should always be people with a wide vision. We should be respectful towards those who are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards the Anbiya alayhimu salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from disrespecting. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from dishonoring. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us amongst the fortunate ones. Now coming to the fourth point. The fourth miracle, which we had discussed earlier, which is revealing what people have eaten and what they have hidden in their homes. It has been mentioned in Hadith Sharif that Sayyidina Isa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam would reveal the students, meaning the children of the Bani Israel, of his seminary about whatever their parents eat and hide in their homes. When the parent would inquire from the children that how they came to know about these secrets, the children would reply that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam informed them in the seminary in his talk. Hearing this, the parents restrained, meaning stopped their children from going to those gatherings of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. And Allahu Akbar, look at the mindsets again. We are coming up with such situations again and again that accused Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. They accused this Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of being a magician. Allahu Akbar. When Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam entered the town of the Bani Israel in search of those children, the people hid the children inside a home and said that the children are not there. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam asked, "Who is inside the home?" These wicked people replied, "There are pigs inside the home." Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam said, "Okay, there must be pigs." Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Thereafter, when the people opened the door of the home, there were pigs inside it. This news spread amongst the Bani Israel and they boiled with anger and fury. They conspired to assassinate Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. Seeing this, Sayyidatuna Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the mother of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, migrated to Egypt with her son. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, this is how Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam was secured from the wickedness of those people. When Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam felt that the disbelievers will remain rigid in their unbelief, in their disbelief, and they will kill him, they will assassinate him, he alayhi salam addressed the people and said, "Man ansari ilallah," who will be my helper towards Allah? About 12 or 19 companions replied, "Nahnu ansarullah, amanna billah, washhad bi anna muslimun." Translation from Kanzul Iman: we are the helpers of the religion of Allah. We believe in Allah, and you be witness that we are Muslims. The remaining disbelievers remained rigid, firm in their disbelief, and they conspired to assassinate Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. They sent a person called Tatyanus to kill Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam in his home. Meanwhile, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam with a cloud to rise Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam towards the skies. His mother embraced him out of love and affection. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam said to his mother, "Oh beloved mother, Allah, the time for farewell. Oh beloved mother, now we will meet on the day of judgment." And the cloud lifted him up to the skies. This incident took place in Baytul Muqaddis in the blessed night of Shab-e Qadr, the night of power. According to the research of Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti rahmatullahi alayh, at that time the blessed age of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam was 33 years. And according to Allama Zurqani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, at that time the blessed age of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam was 120 years. Sayyiduna Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi also became of the same opinion in the later days of his life. But this was regarding Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam and regarding how Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam went towards the skies, how Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam ascended towards the heavens. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the barakat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the blessings from the life of Sayyiduna Isa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. We heard regarding the ascension of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam, and we also heard regarding the miracles of Sayyiduna Isa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. There is a lot to learn about it. There is a lot to seek from it. There is a lot to understand from it. There is a lot to ponder in it. When Tatyanus did not come out of the home of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam for a long time, the disbelievers invaded. Allah Azza wa Jal transformed Tatyanus into the appearance of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam. And the disbelievers actually killed Tatyanus, the person who actually was appointed to kill Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam. So they assumed Tatyanus that he is Isa alayhi salam, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the face, gave him the similar appearance of Isa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. After this, when the family members of Tatyanus observed his body carefully, only his face was identical to that of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, while rest of his body was of his own. His family members inquired that if the killed person was Isa alayhi salam, then where was Tatyanus? And if that was Tatyanus, then where is Isa alayhi salam? This issue sparked so much that a civil war broke amongst the disbelievers, amongst the enemies of Isa alayhi salam. A lot of them were killed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described this event in the Holy Quran as follows: وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ إِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى إِنِّي مُتَوَفِّيكَ وَرَافِعُكَ إِلَيَّ وَمُطَهِّرُكَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَمُطَهِّرُكَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَجَاعِلُ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوكَ وَجَاعِلُ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوكَ فَوْقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Translation from Kanzul Iman: and the disbelievers deceivingly planned to assassinate Isa alayhi salam, and Allah Azza wa Jal secretly planned their destruction, and Allah is the best in planning secretly. Remember when Allah Azza wa Jal said, O Isa, I will let you reach your complete age and will rise you towards me and purify you from the disbelievers and give your followers, meaning the believers, dominance through sound proofs over the disbelievers until the day of resurrection. Then you will all return to me, so I shall judge between you concerning the matter in which you dispute. This is mentioned in Surah Ali Imran, verse number 54 and verse number 55. After Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam's ascension towards the heavens, Sayyidatuna Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha lived for 6 years and then passed away apparently from this world. It is mentioned in Bukhari and Muslim that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will descend on earth close to the day of judgment and will follow the sharia of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. He alayhi salam will kill Dajjal and the pig, and after maintaining justice for 7 years, he alayhi salam will pass away and will be buried in Madinatul Munawwara under the grand green dome, the Gumbad-e-Khazra. Refuting the credo of many disbelievers, it has also been mentioned in the Holy Quran in Surah An-Nisa, ayah 157-158. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ يَقِينًا بَلْ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا. Translation from Kunzul Iman: and without doubt, they did not kill him. Rather, Allah raised him towards himself, and Allah is overpowering, the all-wise. In the preceding ayah, it is said, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ. Neither did they kill him nor crucify him, but for them a look alike was created, his face resembling the face of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar. The Quran Pak mentions to us so clearly about the ascension of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam and how the miracles took place. Undoubtedly, this is a miracle. This is such an event, such an incident. But there are things here for us to learn. First of all, we should believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses His chosen servants with supernatural powers. That a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a chosen one of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, can resurrect a dead person coming back to life through the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessed with the knowledge of unseen. Definitely Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam was mentioning what people are eating at their homes and what they are hiding. So obviously this was the knowledge of unseen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows the knowledge of unseen to His chosen people. And yes, again, we should never ever think bad or anything relating to be disrespectful towards the Anbiya, towards the Awliya, towards the Sahaba. Otherwise, the result can come as in destruction. It can destruct us. It can destroy us. It can destroy our good deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us amongst those who are respectful. Keep us amongst those who are loving. Keep us amongst those who respect the Anbiya, the Sahaba, the Awliya, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Next episode, we shall come with another interesting story from the Holy Quran. Keep watching. Let's listen to a story from the Holy Quran. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Quran, Quran. Let's listen to a story from the 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 Quran.